And Tim charges me $175 an hour when he speaks for me, so keep me up here as long as you can, because I want to be more than great. Tim has reviewed the plans for the project and the plans for the homes. He's also met with the developer and the builder, and Tim is in full support of the project. He believes that having this project will enhance the value of his property and enhance the value of the area. So Tim Davis, the one residential property owner that joins it, is in support of this project. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
That's these lots right here.
Any others in support?
I'd just like to explain to Doug about the planning process, because this is going to be an issue because you have never seen it. What you do is, say we do 10 units. You go in and create a plat of the condominiums, and you create a lot where each building pad will be. And you plat that. Then, say, he builds them, Mike. Then we have to do vertical and horizontals on them to find, you know, to finish them out. Then the remaining part of the ground outside the condominium goes back as common. Now, if an individual buys a lot and has it built, then Mike has to give them a partial declarant right that they can plat the building because they're in the ownership of it. And then it's mandatory in the declaration they have to do this in 14 days or it's done for them and charged. And then the plat's recorded. So it's mandatory in the declarations that this happens to complete it. And the declarations cover all of these items very thoroughly that's going to be with this project.
Once the buildings are built, Eddie, do you go back and do an as-built?
Yes, we do the vertical horizontals on the building, and that finishes up. Then that's got to be recorded in the Taney County records. But initially, it's just going to be look like lots on a plat. That's what it'll be. But this is a new way of platting the buildings that I've been doing in the last year. And that's on single-story buildings. It's hard to do on multiple-story buildings because you can't do it, but single-story you can. You may, or one unit to a building, I'll put it that way.
Single units.
So, okay.
Thank you. Is there anyone opposed to this applicant or application? Any opposed? Seen no hands or anyone coming forward? Is there any other questions for the applicant? Are we ready to make a motion? I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. We accept it as written.
I'll second that.
We've got a motion on the floor and seconded. Any discussion? Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None opposed. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is 18-05, 65 Park Place, Don Gibson.
Hey, everybody. Do I need to sign in? I'm Mike Garner. I'm Don's son.
If you would, please.
Sure,
so
sure.
We've got a record. I'll go through this while you're signing.
Apply to me or not. Sorry about that. But I'm Mike Garner. I live in Lenexa, Kansas, and I think because I was late for lunch, I get to stand up here, but we can phone friends and family for any questions that you have. And go ahead as I fill this out.
Yep, 1805, 65 Park Place. This is the property that's sandwiched basically between the transfer station and Meek's Lumber. Highway 65 here to our right, and it sits on the outer road, the west outer road. Applicants requesting approval of Division 3 permit to build storage units in an office warehouse on an 18.8-acre parcel that has access from the southwest outer road from 465 and Buchanan Road, Branson, Missouri. This is to include boat and RV storage with outside uncovered storage of vehicles and equipment. The parcel will be served by Taney County Water District Number 3 and an on-site wastewater system permitted through the Taney County. There will be perimeter security fencing and electronic gate for access. Climate controlled units will be provided. The office and a kiosk will be constructed at the State Highway 65 frontage entrance to the property. Parcel to the north is Meek Lumber. Parcel to the south is the Taney County Transfer Station. Parcel to the southeast corner has been approved for Empire Energy to build their office. That's this parcel right down here. Parcel to the southwest corner is currently a daycare, which is this one. And the west border consists of six residential lots in an unrecorded Cedar Ridge subdivision, which I could not find it being recorded, so that's a true statement. Here's our view from the west, south. Here's East Concept. Right here's the 65 outer road entrance, and of course this is his easement coming off of Buchanan. Transfer station all sets here. Then I kind of zoomed in on it. Staff recommendations: if Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 18-5, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that includes plans for the following: A, sediment and erosion control; B, stormwater management; C, is your land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre; D, utility easements and building line setbacks; E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Two, is compliance letter, if applicable, from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, the Division 2 permit shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. And five, this decision of record shall be filed with Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, you're up.
Hi. Okay. Your name, sir?
Mike Garner. Mike? Yeah.
Anything you'd like to add?
No, I think I'll just take any questions that are open from anyone.
Are you planning on closing the entrance off of the outer road and entering through the Buchanan entrance only?
See, I told you I had friends that are, you know, my locals.
One entrance.
One entrance, though.
One entrance off the frontage road where the Denton sign is, and then the other, there may be a 50-foot easement along the transfer station on from Buchanan. There may be two entries and exits. One for sure off the frontage road.
Within his application, he had indicated a kiosk and kind of office set up off of the 65 outer road, but then you could also have a gate that might would open where they could exit.
No, it just shows a security fence and didn't show a gate there. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, exit here.
I mean, it's a logical entrance to
Yeah. Any other questions?
Are you going to fence the entire property?
Yeah, fence the entire property. The entire property. Yeah. Yes.
Is this going to be built in phases, or are you going to build the whole project at once?
The plan is definitely in phases, per the banker's orders, and you know, market study for sure.
Yeah, you're going to just start with outside storage to begin with?
We'll probably start right now. The idea is to actually have office warehouse, and it can be sort of built to suit for a number of businesses that want to have stuff locally or closer to their end user customer. So that's probably where we start. And again, it does have, the plan has the ability to have some climate control, some non-climate control, but definitely one of those first buildings on that lower corner near the entrance or entrances would be a multi-office warehousing concept, sort of built to suit.
So you'll clear the land as you go?
Yes.
Clear the whole thing.
Yeah. And the plan right now is to sort of take that first acre, make it a profitable use of the land, and then grow from there. Yes, sir.
Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Is there any others in support of this application? Any opposed to this application? Seeing none, would anyone entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Have a motion to approve? And a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None opposed. Thank you.
Very much.
Next on the agenda is 18-06, L&J Log Cabins, Michelle Torres.
1806, it's at 180 Thomas Trail. It's at the very end of the peninsula down T Highway, if you remember. Zooming in, right on the bend to Tanny Como. Applicants requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit to nightly rent the existing six-bedroom home on a 2.27-acre parcel. It had garage and living space added in 2010 per the Taney County planning records. Applicant owns all the property on all sides except the property to the east, which is a 5.81 wooded residential parcel. The parcel to the north is Empire Electric on Lake Taney Como. Here's the surrounding properties that they own, and here's our residential. Here's some actual photos, and I was pretty close to the front line right here of that first parcel, looking back towards the home. Property includes a four-car garage with ample parking for up to 10 to 12 more cars in the driveway. Kind of a big circle drive. Parcel served by private well and an on-site wastewater system. Home was expanded and a garage added in 2009 per the Taney County planning records. The home was being used as a short-term rental prior to the purchase by the applicant. The project received a score of 8 on the policy checklist. 2.27-acre parcel is part of the Long Beach subdivision, Block 2 and 5. Per the Taney County Assessor. There's currently 25 plus feet of existing indigenous plant material on both sides in the front of the lot for buffer. There's one little section here that she and I haven't talked about, if you guys would require bushes. There's quite an expanse, but that's on the other property owner. So that'd be something to talk about, is the buffer in this part. And then we have our nightly rental special use decision of record that I won't read through that we have. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
Would you like to give any additional information on the project?
I think you pretty much covered it. It has been being used as a nightly rental since 2002 per the former owner. Sent me all the records of everybody that's ever stayed there, but there's a lot of cars because we remodeled all the inside, made a few updates and things like that. We do have an on-site full-time manager and an on-site full-time that live here in Branson, maintenance person.
Didn't we discuss that your concept that you were trying to get that road vacated there next to you, the road between your property and the other lot that you own?
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe they have that done. They just haven't. I know that they sent it over, and they sent it back for them to correct some wording or something in it. That's the last that the attorneys. Let me know.
Any other questions?
I guess you wouldn't be opposed to putting some shrubbery or some trees or something in that vacant area, just so it's on your property.
Right. Oh, no. Have no problem The deer might have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I can take care of that for you.
No, we like them. They go through there every